If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
.841 on Total Information AM on KMOX with Megan Lynch. I'm Tom Ackerman. Joining us on the line is the Senior Associate Athletic Director at Harvard University, and that is Tim Troville, who also is the NCAA Hockey Committee Chairman. The Frozen Four is descending upon St. Louis. It's happening Thursday and Saturday at Enterprise Center. Tim, it is great to have you on KMOX. How are you?
Thanks for having me, Tom.
It's great to have you. Well, here we are. The Frozen Four is back. 2007, I was there. I covered it. Michigan State won it all. It's great to have you back. What was the attraction on coming back to St. Louis?
Well, St. Louis is a fantastic hockey town with the popularity of the Blues. The Enterprise Center is a first-class facility. And from the NCAA standpoint, we want to get this prestigious Frozen Four tournament to as many cities as we can, and since we hadn't been back since 2007, it felt like the timing was right, and we're happy to be here in St. Louis.
What is it about the facility, Tim, and you know facilities, having worked through the years in college athletics and having worked with many facilities in negotiations, what was it about Enterprise Center?
Well, I think the investment in the facility and keeping it modern and a fantastic NHL building is what our college players are looking to participate in, and they're looking to strive for that, and hopefully in their careers they will become NHL players. But if they fall short of that, this is the experience we want to provide them, and the St. Louis Blues and the Enterprise Center are making that a possibility for us and our student athletes.
Very busy weekend in St. Louis, where you have, in particular on Sunday, and you'll be wrapped up by then, but you have the Cardinals, the Battlehawks, and St. Louis City SC all playing on Sunday. So you're going to have a lot of people kind of milling about downtown, as you know. Give us an idea of what fan bases will be here, what they're like. You have Penn State, Boston University, Western Michigan, and Denver.
We do, and so we really expect a lot out of Western Michigan and Penn State participating here in the Frozen Four, and then Denver is back. They're looking for their third in 4 years, which is really spectacular. And then close to home for me, Boston University, just a stone's throw from where I am at Harvard. They're back with a rabid fan base as well. And so I think with all of those events happening here in downtown St. Louis, it just adds to the excitement of our event. And then also, if somebody's not familiar with college hockey, they can say, what is this? What is this sport that, now is here in St. Louis? And we're also proud of the addition of Lindenwood at the Division I level. And I think the growth of the game is really important. So to have all these events here in St. Louis over the weekend while our Frozen Four is here is really fantastic for us.
Yeah, Lindenwood got some people's attention, didn't they, with some big wins early this year. Tim Troville is with us, Senior Associate Athletic Director at Harvard and the chairman of the NCAA Hockey Committee. University of Denver is a powerhouse. I watched that game against BC, and I was intrigued because if Boston College won that game, a potential matchup with BU in St. Louis would have been off the charts. You're at Harvard. Can you give us an idea of what the scene is like in Boston between all of those schools?
So we have six Division I hockey programs in a 4.5 mile radius. And then if you just go a little further than that in a 10 mile radius, I think we're up to 8. And so between Hockey East, Atlantic Hockey, ECAC, which Harvard participates in, we see a lot of really great programs in a small area. It's exciting. We play each other frequently, whether it's the Bean Pot or non-conference matchups. And so what you'll get is a high level of competition in the East. And then we're starting to see these incredible teams in the West, and Denver going for 3 out of 4 is pretty, pretty impressive and magical in you know, my eyes. But yeah, I do get the benefit to see a lot of great college hockey close to where I live. And no doubt that would have been an incredible showdown with BC and BU. But I think with these four teams, we're going to get to see something really special. And as I said, if Denver's going for their 3rd in 4 years, that's something that I think is really hard to detract from.
The game's on Thursday, Western Michigan against Denver, followed by Boston University and Penn State. The championship is on Saturday night at 6:30. ESPN and their family of broadcasters and their great crew, John Buchegross and crew, are all over this thing. And finally, Tim, can you just tell us what people need to know, perhaps that we haven't covered, about going to the Frozen Four and what they can expect from the entire event?
I think what you're going to feel is a you'll feel the energy from the fan bases, and it's a little bit different than going to an NHL game, which would be predominantly Blues fans in the stands, right? So you're going to get probably a pretty good split of Denver and Western Michigan fans. Those are two conference rivals that are going to have a rematch of their conference championship, so that game's going to be electric. And then Penn State now has established themselves as a Big Ten Division I powerhouse here in college hockey. And then you've got the tried and true Boston University Terriers. And so what you're going to feel in the concourse and in the building is just this electricity around college hockey and these rivalries that are forming. And as I've said, this is a great showcase for our sport, and we're happy St. Louis can support this.
This is NCAA Hockey Committee Chairman Tim Troville, Senior Associate AD at Harvard. It's great to have you in St. Louis. I know the ice is ready. The building is ready. All it needs now are players, staff, media, broadcasters. It's going to be one heck of a run here in St. Louis. Thank you, Tim, for being with us today.
Oh, you're welcome. Happy to do it.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday early access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.